Blog Talk Radio.
I've been trusting and confessing the wrong things, been messing with my head, but you're caressing, release pain, distressing, and instead of concentrating on situations, I'm facing steady pacing and I'm making a move.
I'm hesitating and I'm nervous,
but that one word just
feels like it's gonna be alright.
I can make it through the night.
Don't wanna hear mama say, or daddy say, or sister say, or brother say.
I just wanna hear you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is Monique and Lenny.
Hi, Lenny and Monique. Good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
Morning, morning, morning.
Morning, Mom.
Good morning.
Yeah. How you feel, man?
Good morning, everybody. I'm maintaining, getting better, though, Mike. Better than I did Saturday evening. I wore myself down.
Good.
Like
where do you go back to the doctor?
I went on the 6th.
Okay.
I'm gonna go get checked out to see the lymph nodes, but I'm not going back to the hospital.
Yeah, keep your appointment. The doctor is important. To make sure everything is still working okay for you.
Yeah, that's what I got to do. I just can't jump this, go to the hospital again.
I have to see the doctor every 6 months myself.
You haven't?
I have to see him every 6 months since what happened to me.
Oh, okay.
So you got to stay in touch with that therapy and that rehabilitation.
Right.
Better.
Yeah, Mike, I was feeling good last Saturday, man. I did too much. It was 117 degrees, I think, that wore me down. And I didn't know, man. And next thing I know, I was weak and feverish. And thank God my baby here. Oh, I mean Monique.
Yes. Same thing.
Yeah. I don't know.
So you just take it easy and don't overexert yourself.
Okay.
And also, Lenny, pray for Fred Franklin. He's been in the hospital.
Oh, yeah, Fred Astaire?
Fred Astaire.
Where you in the hospital, Georgia?
In Miami. He had a problem with his lungs, Lenny.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so remember him in your prayers.
Okay.
You can tell we're all getting up there in age. You know, things happen to us.
Yeah. I shouldn't have rushed back.
No, you should.
Made it worse. Hey, Aunt T.
Hey. You shouldn't have rushed back.
I know that's right.
Why did you? Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
Who said good morning?
Monique.
Hey, Monique.
How you doing?
I'm hungry. That's how I'm doing. I'm always hungry. don't have anything I want to eat. So you have to come and feed me, fix me something to eat.
Fix you some fish.
Yeah, I got it. I needed somebody to cook it.
I know you got fish.
I said I got it, but I need somebody to cook it.
That's one thing I can't cook.
I don't have a smart person to do it for me.
Oh, I would love to come cook you some fish.
You're welcome.
What's in for?
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is Ayanna.
How's Bella?
Good morning, Ayanna.
Good morning, Van.
Good morning.
Wake up.
We did already.
Monique.
Hey, Nikki.
That's Alvana.
Where's Lynn Everett?
He's
I
there.
Said good morning to you.
And there's Lynn Everett.
Hey, today is Luke's birthday. Is Luke on the line?
Oh, I don't hear him.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Deacon Winston.
Good morning, Deacon Winston.
How are you this morning?
Deacon Winston.
Please no text. Please know we're texting during service.
Oh, man.
Deacon Winston, after the conference call, please call me. We have two church announcements. We'd like to thank God for 30 years of marriage. And I did. The conference ain't started.
Congratulations.
Been married 30 years.
My sister and her husband, Mike Moody.
Oh, man, that's all right, eh, Deb?
Ain't that all right?
It don't seem like it's that long.
That's that real
hey,
love,
Deb.
Hello, pumpkin.
That's sweet red.
You know that's me, Mo.
Hey, how you knew that was Mo? I thought that was God, Mama.
She's here.
Hey, God, Mama.
Hey, pumpkin.
I'm going to mute myself.
I'm trying to have to get home and park so I can get off the car phone because it's just too noisy. I don't know where mute is, Lord. I don't know if it works. I'm rushing.
Ooh, oh, come.
Hey, big brother. Love you.
Hey, love you too. Love you too.
Love you more.
Glad you're here, Lynn.
Praise God.
Monique there.
Oh,
yeah.
Hello,
good morning.
Monique.
Good morning.
It's 10 a.m.
Okay, that's
7
it.
O'clock
Micah,
here.
Thank you for the reminder. Let's get started on time. So good morning, family. Good morning, everybody. Welcome
good
to
morning.
The call. Welcome to the call. Please mute your phone. We're glad everybody's on the call, and we just wanted to remind everyone to continue to pray for all of those prayer requests that we have previously mentioned. And also, we're really, really putting the young people on the altar to pray for them so that next generation will have a relationship with the Lord. And that's so very important. So we really want everybody to continue to pray for the 43 young kids, young people that are part of this family. Now, as we get started, I just wanted to say thanks for the shout-out about Denise and my 30th wedding anniversary. So thank you all for that. Now, we're going to, as usual, get started with the Jabez prayer. That's our foundation prayer. And then after that, we're going to have Denise with a special prayer, followed by Cedric. He will be sharing today. So to begin with the Jabez prayer, is found in 1 Chronicles chapter 4, beginning at verse 9. And it reads, Jabez was more honorable than his brothers. His mother had named him Jabez, saying, I gave birth to him in pain. Jabez cried out to the God of Israel, Oh, that you would bless me indeed and enlarge my territory. Let your hand be with me and keep me from harm, so that I will be free from pain. And God granted his request. Again, what a simple prayer, but what a very powerful prayer that Jabez, I'm sure he says to God every day. So let's keep that in mind. Now, we'll start with Denise.
Good morning. Good morning, family. I feel a leading to pray this morning for my family, for health. And I know the Lord is saying that he wants to heal our family, and he would like to do that today. So we are going to stand in agreement with each other that the Lord is going to immediately and miraculously provide healing for our family today. And I want you to step in and step out on faith and just receive it, because the Lord wants to do it for us. Now, Father, and in order for us to enjoy the blessings that Cedric is going to be talking about in a few minutes, we need to be in good health. In order for us to enjoy that expanded territory, we need to be in good health. So, Lord, we come before you this morning, and we thank you. We thank you that you're healing our bodies right now, that you're healing knees, that you're regulating blood conditions, that you're healing diabetes, that you're removing congestive heart failure. We come against meningitis and all of its side effects. We come against every addiction, Lord God, that would help to destroy our body. We come against, Lord God, anything that would disturb our peace, taking away from a good night's sleep. We come against breathing situations, Lord, whatever is destroying our ability to breathe well and inhale this air naturally that you've given us. I come against it in the name of Jesus. It's your will that we would be healed. I speak to those knees, and I declare sinew that would be on those knees now in the name of Jesus. I come against every weakness and every infirmity now in the name of Jesus. And I declare healing, and I declare that my family will walk in healing. I declare that they will mount up with wings as eagles, and that they would run and not get weary. I speak this over our family now in the name of Jesus, and that our latter days, our days ahead of us, will be far greater than the days behind us. In Jesus' name, and we all lay claim to this. We all lay claim to this now in Jesus' name. Amen, and we thank you, Lord, for doing it.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
All right, Cedric, please.
Thank you, Denise, for that prayer. We just stand in agreement, and we receive it over the entire family in Jesus' name. And I wanted to pick back up where we were talking about confidence and how Jabez operated in a spirit of confidence that he just believed and stood and just took God to be who he was and who he is, and that he was just that God was just able to do more than he can imagine. And today, I know it's going to be a powerful time on the prayer line because there's been such a challenge. And I know even this week I was challenged in my confidence, where I had to really stand and just really depend and trust and believe to see God. So I know that this word will be a blessing to someone because the enemy did try and fight it. And I did want to share that your confidence will be tested. You will be tried. When Daniel was thrown in the lion's den, his confidence was tested. It was tried. But God delivered him. So when you're tested and tried, don't give up. You keep standing. You keep pushing through and standing and believing in the confidence that God has given you. And one thing I wanted to look at, I was kind of just going back over Jabez and just looking at it a little bit more in depth. And it's not much really mentioned about him throughout history, throughout the passage. But it just says, you know, he was more honorable than his brothers and that he was born in pain. You know, so if you look at that, it's almost like his family, his situation, he wasn't ordained for greatness in the natural eye because he was born in pain. And I wanted to kind of bring that on to bring it down to where we are. You know, everyone has a story. Everyone on this line has been through something or some situation, some challenge through youth, through now, some struggle, some something, so to speak. But God was able to bring him out because he had his confidence placed in God, because he had his trust in God. And here's something so profound. His start was bad, but his end was great. And we're still talking about him today, and his prayer has gone and touched many, many, many people throughout this world because of God's goodness and greatness. And it sparked in me to say, you know, what spiritual legacy are we leaving behind? What spiritual situation or what spiritual breakthrough are we leaving behind that people will talk about and be blessed from years to come from what God has done in us? And each and every one of us, God wants to accomplish something great in our lives for his glory. But what's happened, we have thrown away our confidence and just accepted where we are in our situation and that it can't get any better and that it won't change. But that's a lie from the pits of hell. Knowing that our confidence is in Christ and that he has so much more ordained for us and so much and greatness set aside for us so that he can get the glory. And I just wanted to define confidence right quick. It says the feeling or belief that one can rely on someone or something, that they're firm in trust and belief, the state of feeling certain about the truth of something. And confidence is not arrogance. See, the world has it defined as being confident when you're arrogant, and arrogant is basically believing in self and your own ability. But the confidence in Christ, as Psalm 16:2 says, I say to the Lord, you are my Lord. Apart from you, I have no good thing. Being able to say, you know, Lord, unless you do it, it can't be done. And Lord, unless you move it, it can't be moved. Having your confidence fixed and your attention directed towards Christ is where our confidence comes from. And Hebrews 4:16 says, let us then approach God's throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in the time of need. And being able to know and to approach God to say, Lord, I know there is so much more for me. I know there's something you want to use me to do, and to not cast away your confidence. And one last scripture I'll leave with you is in Philippians. And it says, Philippians 1 and 6 says, being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus. So I just want to challenge you, what is that good thing that God has placed in you, told you that you need to do, told you that you need to accomplish, in that direction or that path he's placed you on? I want you to stir up today that gift, lay it before the Lord, give it to him, and let him use you, stretch you out, bring you forth, bring you out, whatever it may be, that you place that gift in the master's hand and let him use you to accomplish great things. So 10 years from now, we will be talking about you, and God will be getting the glory for what he's doing in your life. Amen.
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 So much for that word. I feel my confidence rising right now, Cedric. Thank you so much.
Me too.
We need to be able to make a difference, and that is so important in our lives. We need to stand out like Jabez. So, Cedric, thank you for that word. Now, we're wrapped up, everyone, but before we go, if you have any prayer requests that you would like to talk about now, you're able to do so, or if not, feel free to email Denise or Mother Williams with your specific prayer request. And remember, we're continuing to pray for the young people and for the previous requests that have been, specific requests that have been listed. So if nobody has any specific request to talk about right now for prayer, then we can be wrapped up. So I don't hear anyone, so.
Yeah, Mike.
Yes.
Mike. Yeah.
Hello, yes.
Lenny.
Hey, Lenny.
I got a prayer. The condition I'm in now, what's going on, and get it over with. It make me better. I feel a lot better than I did Saturday evening, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. So I can't rush it. I'm going to go to this urgent care. So just pray for me. You mentioned I get so mad, Mike, so, you know, I'll
okay.
be all right. Pray for me.
Okay, so we'll note that, Lenny.
Definitely, we will be praying for you, Lenny, and with you. We're standing with you, and we're believing the Lord for your healing even now.
Mm-hmm. Yes, today. Thanks. It's up.
So if there are no any other prayer requests, and remember, you can always email or text Mother Williams or Denise with your specific prayer request. So so we're wrapped up. Thank you all so much for joining the call. Thank you, Cedric, for that wonderful and powerful word about confidence.
and being a difference in your life. So thank you so much, Cedric. So everybody, have a great weekend. Thank you again for joining the call, and be blessed. Goodbye for now.
And bye.
Bye-bye.
Love you, family.
Bye-bye.
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 Bye. Love you guys.
Love you, too.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Love
you. Y'all.
Love you, too.
Love you all.
Love you, too.
God bless from Ann and Tally.
God bless everyone.
Love you all, Annie and Tally.
We love you
guys too. Thank you for everything.
You're more than welcome.
Hello.
Okay,
Hey.
Hello, who's there with us still?
Anybody there?